I'm Buriana Rosa, and I'm from Bulgaria, and I work both in Bulgaria and the United States. I grew up with a mom who is an engineer and who was participating in, together with my father too, in the development of Bulgarian robotics in the 70s and 80s. But before that, she was thinking of becoming an artist. So this was a dilemma for her during all of her life, what to choose, art or technology or engineering. She was a very emancipated woman, product or a follower of the women emancipation program that was run in the communist societies, which was something really strongly supportive for women, especially in technological professions. Before she was accepted to the university, she was thinking, she had her dilemma to apply for art or to apply for engineering. And at the end, she applied to engineering, but she was always saying, and she's still saying, that mathematics and engineering is as much creative as art, and they both can be called art. This is the environment that I grow up, and this is how I formed my interests. For me, the most important thing is that my art is connected with the society. It has some social role. It has a role for changing the society or for talking about important issues or contemporary problems. My inspiration or the thing that plays a crucial role in my art is the society, or it's the whole surrounding, everything that happens around me. And of course, art and technology, they are part of it. My role model is the creator, the inventor, and the critical thinker. Those are three things that I think have to be combined in me. For me, the most interesting machines are the rebellious ones, or the most interesting robots are the rebellious ones. The word robot also, and the whole Karel Čapek thing, was used as a symbol of the rebellious working class in our societies. Robot comes from the notion of the rebellious worker. These two are my utopias. They are still my utopias, and this is something that I really go forward for. I'm still keeping these two. People to be creative, and technology to be liberating.